So, the API design tip of the podcast with Yarda Tulach. There was some discussion in the last few weeks online about stars and diamonds and the question whether an API is like a star or a diamond.
True. I know that Josh Bloch, the author of Effective Java, used to say that APIs are like diamonds.
Because diamonds are forever.
That's my interpretation. Mm-hmm. Forever. Whenever you publish an API, you can never get rid of it. It's there, you need to maintain it, it will get older, but it will stay because you cannot get rid of it. They are here forever.
And you can't destroy it.
And you can destroy it. Yeah. And I think this is probably okay. From a point of view of JDK team. Okay. If you look to what JDK team does, they release Java 1.0, then 1.1, 1.2, and all the time they add new things, new stuff, new methods, new classes, and from time to time they deprecate something. And also their goal is to achieve write once, run anywhere. So if you wrote your application with Java 1.4, it shall run with 1.5. Except otherwise stated, but basically it more or less works. So they keep adding stuff, and what once appeared in the APIs of JDK is really going to stay there forever, at least until these days. So I guess the background for this allegory, saying that APIs are here forever like diamonds, is in the way how JDK team works, how they develop APIs.
So are you suggesting that this is the wrong approach?
This is a good approach for the JDK team so far. However, I gained my experience while designing NetBeans, and there is a significant difference between JDK and NetBeans.
Okay.
Do you know which one?
I want to hear it from you.
No, just choose something, guess.
The difference between the JDK APIs
and NetBeans platform
and NetBeans
APIs.
Platform APIs. Yeah.
Take your time. Okay.
Can you give a clue?
Both is swing-based.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's not the difference.
Yeah.
So what could be the difference?
So give a clue. Something to do with?
With, non-visual aspects. So, I don't know, modules?
Ah, the NetBeans APIs are modular.
Yes. Oh, perfect! How did you guess? Good!
Wild guess!
Perfect! So since the beginning, NetBeans were designed to be modular application, to be built on top of modular container.
Mm-hmm.
And this is quite different compared to JDK. JDK is one monolithic piece of classes. Basically, the thing is that you either ask for something from the JDK and then you get it all. And that's all you can say. While in NetBeans, you not only specify which module you want, which is just part of the whole platform. Like, I want Java Util. If I could say, I want Java Util package, only I don't care about Corba, for example. So in NetBeans, this was possible since the beginning. And also, you could express the version number. You could say, I want Java Util package in version 1.4, which means I will get the basic collections, classes. But for example, I will not get navigatable map. If I wanted to use navigatable map, I should say I want the Java Util package in version 1.5 or 6. I don't know when it was added. So in NetBeans, you always needed to express the dependency in terms of which module or package and which version. And this creates a nice thing which allows you to send the old stuff that you no longer need, the old APIs, into black hole.
Mm.
And that makes me believe that APIs are like stars.
That can go into a black hole and disappear.
Disappear completely. Basically, with the version numbers, you can even do it in completely customer-driven way. Because you are not saying, right now I will deprecate bean context. Since next version, it will be gone. And all my clients, please update. This would be the regular style. However, with NetBeans, with the dependencies, you can say, okay, I'm deprecating the bean context. And whoever asks for new version of the library won't see the Bing context at all. But if you ask for older version of the module, you will get it, you will see it, you will see the state of the library at the time when you compiled against the library.
So you're getting the star back from the black hole?
Now we are driving to the black hole. As soon as people migrate to new versions, they start to lose the control of the star. They no longer see it, and the star is watched by less and less people. And as soon as the number of observers gets to zero, it's effectively in black hole, because nobody is observing it. Mm-hmm. And that's the reason why I decided to claim that APIs are like stars.
So this shows a pretty big difference between your understanding of APIs and the way Josh Block talks about them.
I have no other explanation to that except the background. Mm. Josh gained his experience while designing JDK, which is a monolithic piece of software,
right,
while I gained most of my understanding on a modular system. Right. And I believe in the future, JDK will move to modular systems as well. And then they will be able to call their APIs stars as well. But it takes time to understand what you can do with modular systems, what capabilities it brings, and how it is fundamentally different from one monolithic piece of software like JDK's RT chart file.
It takes a while to understand the benefits and what you really have as a modular application and what the implications are and what it can do for you. And
yeah, it took us probably 5-7 years here. Yeah. As well.
Well, thanks. That's the tip of the podcast. APIs are like stars, not like diamonds.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks.